I'm amazed where I stand today. You know, I think when I was in high school, say, my only dream was to be a school teacher, you know, teach high school mathematics, perhaps. I didn't have any great ideals. In our family, there weren't many educated people. Maybe, as I indicated, with a few pharmacists, accountants, you know. So I didn't really know what would happen. And certainly, when I went on to graduate school, I liked being in school, you know, that was great. And I just sort of have meandered into the kinds of world that I'm in. I don't feel I'm particularly talented. I just feel I've been fortunate. I was born in 1932. There weren't so many people born. You know, it was the depths of the Depression. I went to graduate school in 1953, so there weren't so many people. But at Illinois, they had a computer, so I just slipped into the right, or, you know, place at the right time. And then there were a lot of open problems. You know, linear algebra isn't such a hard subject. You know, it's not it's not rocket science. And so, you know, with my limited abilities, I could make some contributions, and that were useful and practical, and I feel good about that. But these honors I've achieved, I just feel overwhelmed by it, you know, me, you know, that sort of thing. And of course, then you see the people who come after you, and you say, well, are they really, you know, that quality? But you look at the people who were there before you, and you say, my God. And you realize that people who really make wonderful contributions, like A.S. Householder, he was never a member of the National Academy of Sciences, and, you know, he really deserved it. And, you know, I guess times have changed, and the way the whole process has worked has been to my benefit. So I think I've really, from the academic side, I've really achieved much more than I ever would have dreamt of. I didn't even know what to dream, to be honest.